I'm making way for Twitter Thursday and the arrival of one Sean Defoe, a man who they seek here, they seek there. You never know where you're going to find him. Sean, good morning to you, man.
Well, good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday,
Sean. I feel
Thursday,
like this is a weird week. I feel like it should be like Friday or Saturday or something at this stage, even though it's a short week. It's the longest short week ever.
You see, that's what a bank holiday will do to you.
You've been a day behind, Ollie, all week.
You know what? I surely have. Even though I promised to myself I wouldn't be this week, but I was, that kind of way. Well, now, if we kick off Twitter Thursday, lots of things happening. The Met Gala Ball, always an event, and some of the strangest costumes and people assemble to show off their wares.
It was absolutely insane, and it sort of lit up social media this week with all the different costumes that were going on. Jared Leto literally just dressed as a cat. I think it was Doja Cat gave an entire interview. Someone tried to interview her on the red carpet, and to every single answer, she just replied, meow.
That
she
is
meowed
nuts.
Like a cat to the interview. Like, it's so, and it's funny, you know, a lot of people saying online, oh, there's a cost of living crisis going on, and meanwhile, these people are dressed up in literal gold and diamonds and everything else. You know,
dripping.
So different. But then you sent me, right? Oh, you sent me this. Well, who do you think fell down some stairs?
Jason Derulo.
Ah, you've been taken in. You've been taken in by an internet scam, Ollie. And you've been had.
And I have been had. And we thought this was real.
Well, you see, we had a conversation this morning, Sean, to say that, yes, it's really easy to get sucked in now. But again, just going back to the whole idea of the blue tick, I actually am struggling to find it hard to judge who's genuine, who's not anymore, what's real and what isn't. It takes me a while.
You're wondering, are my tweets actually coming from the doll, or is it that fake Sean Defoe account?
Well, Sean,
the other Sean.
We didn't want to say anything, but
says that Leo Varadkar's dropped his trousers in Dáil Éireann and all this sort of strange stuff. Like, it's not me. It's not me, okay?
Oh my God.
Jason Derulo did not fall down the stairs. This is this thing that has been, it's sort of a recurring joke now anytime there is this sort of thing. So a man in a very nice white tuxedo tumbled down the stairs at the Cannes Film Festival in 2011, and he happens to look the same kind of build as Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
It also looks like the kind of thing that Jason Derulo would wear. And the rumour has become, every single time there's one of these events, oh, Jason Derulo fell down the stairs again, and they share this photo. And everyone gets taken in, to the point where, and I had never seen this before, when you click into the Twitter link of it, there is actually a fact check button now linking to a Yahoo fact check that this, in fact, did not happen. Someone did tumble down the stairs in 2011, but it wasn't Jason Derulo.
It wasn't Jason Derulo.
Poor Jason Derulo.
A man who name checks himself in most every song he brings out.
But not
Jason Derulo. As example there. But anyway, moving on. Provocative mermaid statue makes waves in southern Italy.
Not a headman.
Now, we've all seen pictures of this.
Suit. Yeah, so this is, so funny enough, it's in a square in a South Italian town called Monopoly, which I thought, again, you were being had here, that's named after a Nobel Peace Prize winner, or a Nobel Prize winner anyway, not necessarily a Peace Prize. And this mermaid statue has gone up, and it's got a lot of attention because of its there's only one way to say it, large breasts and larger arse.
I was looking forward to how he was going to describe this this morning.
Is there a polite way to say this?
Being the consummate newsman that he is.
If you're constantly, you know, how would you do it in a news bulletin? You'd probably say, you know, above average bust and Beyonce style arse. But yes, basically that it is. It was created by students. Of course, it was created by students and put together. It's gotten a lot of traction and a lot of, discussion online because of its rather curvy features. And the creators say that it was deliberate, that they wanted to celebrate curvy women in South Italy. And actually, there'd be a lot more discussion about it if they just made a stick thing mermaid.
Well, I'm all for curvy women, can I say?
What do you reckon? Curvy.
Ollie.
I support every woman, Ollie. Once you're happy in your own skin, good for you.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Now, moving on, one of the loveliest pictures I've ever seen was the meeting of Bruce Springsteen, who, of course, and I can't believe that he's playing Dublin this Friday when we've been talking about it for so long, and Shane McGowan. What a coming together. Two words collide, as you said off air, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. Two words collide. This is just like lovely photo. Obviously, Shane McGowan hasn't been in the best of the health for most of the last half decade, really, since he had a bad fall in 2015. And just this lovely picture of him meeting Bruce Springsteen in his home, I think, ahead of the gigs at the RDS. And as I was saying, sort of two worlds collide, but two people that you kind of, I think a lot of people have a lot of respect for, just coming together. And you'd love to know the conversation. It's one of those ones you'd love to be a fly on the wall, because the two of them certainly have some stories from down through the years.
That is a fact. It was just beautiful to see. And Charlie Bird, there's word that he might get to meet him somewhere along the way. One of his bucket
lists. He's really trying. Charlie Bird, he's a huge, yeah, an absolutely huge fan. So sort of the hope is that that he'll meet Charlie as well. And Charlie had a fall himself during the week, so, and obviously isn't in the best of health, but it's on his bucket list. And you just hope that somewhere along the way that link up could be made as well.
Absolutely.
Seems like it might happen, though. I was saying to Ollie, Sean, that there's a photograph with Daniel O'Donnell and Charlie Bird, and you can see that Charlie Bird has a fractured cheekbone, and he acknowledges that, but he says, regardless of the cheekbone, this weekend something on my bucket list is going to be ticked off. Now, he didn't say what it was, but I can only presume that's what it was.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. I mean, unless the bucket list was also just going to one of the gigs, but do you think if
or meeting Daniel O'Donnell gigs,
surely, obviously we should have seen that one coming.
Absolutely. Sean, just before you go, Explain Me podcast, what are we doing this week?
Oh yeah, a bit more serious again this week. So I don't know if you have noticed, but US banks are collapsing rather alarmingly.
Left, right, and
centre. Three of the four biggest US bank collapses have happened in the last 2 months, which got me a small bit worried, because, you know, I started thinking 2008 all over again. Yeah. Are we all going to be in trouble? So taking a bit of a deep dive into why it's happening and whether there is any risk of financial crisis 2.0.
Well, God, who knows? But you're going to do your best to explain it all. And anywhere you find your podcast, look up Sean Defoe. You'll find it well worth doing. A great way of explaining and just bringing all the nuts and bolts to it. Last word to Jason Derulo. And on that, Sean.
I'm going to need to have like a, you know, a musical version of Sean Defoe done for me just to sign these off.
Well, I think you deserve it at this stage. Putting up with us of a Thursday. Anyway, Sean, thanks so much, man. Have a great rest of the week. All right. Thanks so much.
Bye,
Sean. Bye-bye.